I think for Brother David and I will give an overview of the past North America Chinese speaking perfecting training. Yeah, I think this general subject of the training is the New Testament priesthood. And I believe this training released a strong burden and timely speaking. Actually, the training has a 3 series of message focusing on the revelation of priesthood, the living of a priest, the service of a priest, and the special burden on the prayer. So I think in my opening, my sharing, I would like to have 3 questions. So my first question is, who do you think are the New Testament priests today? Who are the priests today?
We are.
Brother David also answered that. We are the priests.
Yeah.
And many people have the natural concept, maybe priests are special group of Christians to serve God as in the Old Testament. Maybe, you know, elders or certain responsible ones or serving ones in the church. No. Every believer, we are the New Testament priest.
Amen.
I think actually in God's eternal and original intention, He want to gain all His people to be priests. I think that's why in Old Testament, in Exodus chapter 19, we say there, after bringing children of Israel out of Egypt, right, Jehovah God asked Moses to speak to His people, "You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation."
Amen.
So here you can see God's intention is gain all His people to be priests, to be His holy priesthood. So we hope today we all can be clear about we are the New Testament priest.
Amen.
Yes, we are the priest. We are born and regenerated to be the priest, and we have the status of the priest. But I think this training is trying to bring us deeper to actually, we cannot just have the status, right? But we need to have the reality of the priesthood.
Amen.
To have the reality of the priest living.
Amen.
And the service.
Amen.
Because, to be honest, maybe our living is still, and service still not up to standard to meet God's need. Maybe our priests are still not have the real reality in the church life. So really, we hope every one of us want to desire to be, continue to be trained, to be perfected, right, to be equipped.
Amen.
To be the New Testament priest.
Amen.
To meet God's need.
Amen.
I think that's one burden for this training. Okay, so now we all know we are priests. My second question is, what is actually a priest?
Right.
What kind of a person a priest is? Again, I think many people may have the natural concept, okay, a priest, maybe some, like a, looks like a profession, maybe someone who serve God by doing some work. I would not say this is very absolutely wrong, but to really see what is a priest, we need to see it through the view of God's eternal plan. To realize what a priest is, we need to first see what God's eternal plan in creating man. Actually, God created us. He wants to dispense Himself into us.
Yeah.
So we can be His expression.
Amen.
We have His life and nature. We can be His representation on this earth.
Amen.
I think with this view of God, under this view of God's eternal plan, actually what is a priest? It's very simple definition. A priest is a person who receives God. We all receive God. But also you need to be filled with God.
Amen.
Amen. And you need to be saturated.
Yes.
Be permeated with God.
Yes.
And then you will be able to flow out God.
Amen.
And to be the living expression of God.
Amen.
This is a real priest.
Amen.
I think, praise the Lord. I hope this thought, this definition of what a priest can be really built into our being. And hope this help us uplift the view what is a priest. And actually in God's intention, He doesn't just not merely want us to do work for Him, to do things for Him. He really wants first He wants us to be open ourselves to God.
Amen.
To receive Him so we can be possessed by Him, We can be mingle with Him. We enjoy Him. Then we will express Him. We will flow Him out. And this is the way of being a real priest.
Amen.
Amen. So, okay, so we are the priest, and we know what is a priest. And then naturally, we come to the third question is, what kind of living a priest should live, right? If we say we are a certain person, we should have that kind of living. If we say, okay, we are the New Testament priest, our living should be a priestly living. And otherwise, we are not up to standard to the priestly priest, right? So actually, through the training, to really see the reality of being a priest in our daily living, the message helps us to turn to the Old Testament to look for the pictures and the types we see in the Old Testament priest, right? We all know in the Old Testament, particularly in the book of Exodus, Leviticus, we see how some pictures of how a priest live, how a priest serve, in particular in the tabernacle, right? For example, we see the priest, they need to present offering in the altar. And in the holy place, a priest needs to, you know, set the bread, right, the feast bread on the table, and need to light the lamp, right, need to burn the incense. And even we know, as in the Old Testament, we say as the children of Israel are moving, a lot of times the priests are the ones who carry the ark, right, who on their shoulders. Amen. These are the New Testament pictures, but actually they prefigure some of the reality or the different aspects of how we New Testament priest can experience Christ in our daily living. So really, if you see the priest living, the key, you will see, is Christ.
Amen.
Is experience Christ, is manifest Christ, express Christ.
Amen.
So, for example, we talk about, for example, regarding the offering, right? In the Old Testament, we know the priests, they present different offerings, right? Actually, this can be a type of our experience in Christ, in our daily living. That means even every day, we need to experience Christ as the real offering,
Amen.
Right? To experience Christ as a trespassing offering, to deal with our sin, for this, our sinful nature. So then we will, inwardly, we'll have the peace. Then we can experience Christ as our peace offering.
Amen.
Right? Then we will be able to enjoy the Christ as our food, as our supply. It's like a meal offering. And then the topmost part, like the burnt offering, will satisfy both man, particularly satisfy God. And this is just one aspect. Actually, if you look through the New Old Testament, there are different atoms. But all these atoms point to our experience of Christ today. The more we enjoy, experience Christ in our daily living, the more we'll be equipped, you know, as the reality, as the priest.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. I think really, as a priest, to be a priest living, I think we really need to, today's kids, exercise and release in our spirit.
Right.
And every day, seize the opportunity to experience Christ. Right? And then, we can be the ones who can supply, minister Christ, right? Who can flow out Christ. And this, such a priest living can really bring in the building of the church, right? Can bring in the reality to meet God's needs today. So praise the Lord. We are the New Testament priest. We should be aspired to be the real priest and have this real priest living today. So praise the Lord. I think our brother will continue sharing. Amen.
Can we turn to our neighbor and ask one question? Who are you? What are you?
Right.
Did we get an answer?
I'm priest.
Amen.
Priest.
They said, we are priests.
Amen.
We are priests of God.
Amen.
This is very important for us to know and for us to see. Actually, we are in the recovery. And Brother Lee and Brother Nee, if you see the book, the divine, the seal of the divine revelation, there are items listed out on what items that we are recovering today. And one of the items is that everyone needs to be priest, because this has been lost through ages. But why is this so important? Because only the priesthood will bring in God's desire, will bring in God's purpose. I will share 1 Peter 2, chapter 2, verse 5 and verse 9. Both of these verses talking about the priesthood. Verse 2, 5 says, "You yourself also, as living stones, are being built up as spiritual house into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice accessible to God through Jesus Christ." And 2, 9 says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired for a possession, so that you may tell out the virtues of him who has called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light." Both of these talk about the priesthood. And verse 5 is talking about we are being built up as spiritual house. Verse 9 is talking about we are the holy nation. One is the house. House is for expression. The other is the holy nation, the kingdom. The kingdom is for his corporate reigning. Yes. So we need to see. This is actually the picture of God creating man. Amen. God creating man with his image, with his dominion. Amen. And Christ can only get this through a priesthood for his purpose. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, we really need to see and treasure that we are here in his recovery for his purpose. Amen. We love our Lord. He acquire us with his precious blood for this purpose, so that we can serve him as a priesthood, right, as the royal priest. But we are not just seeing this and then doing our own way. We have to see that we have to have such a living to have such a service. Our service and our living is one. And how do we have such a thing? Brother Minoru gave us three words. His name is Chen Shi, Shiji de Shi. His name means reality. That's his name. And this is three words. All three words has the meaning of reality. The first one is the reality, Shiji, inward, Shiji, inward reality. The second one is the outward practice. 我们需要在外在的实行, outward practice. Reality is inward. We need to take him in as food, take him in as our reality. And then outwardly, we need to have such a practice. Our practice is what? Our praying, our building up, our functioning, our preaching the gospel. Everything is our practice. And this will bring in the actualization. Actually, that is 实现. That is something carried out. Something from vision to being real. Are we real today? Brothers and sisters, Brother Manor say he go to a lot of church. He go to a lot of Lord's table. He just feel dead and empty within. How about our church life? Are we full of that reality? Are we full of that practice from the reality? And do we have that actualization of who Christ is, of what priest should be? All of these really give us a renewed mind, a renewed seeing that God needs us to be every day enjoy him as the reality of the offering. And every day we can cooperate with him by our prayer, Amen. By our going out, by our shepherding, Amen. By our ministry, by our service, everything. And then together, there is the priesthood, which is the building up of Christ's body.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this is so crucial today.
Amen.
This will really bring us into His God's desire. And lastly, I just want to share in this training, the Gospel of John just opened to me in a new way.
Amen.
Gospel of John actually talks about Christ becoming man to bring man to God. And this is actually a process of tabernacle tour. If you see the footnote in the word tabernacle, God tabernacle, the word tabernacle among us, that means the whole Gospel of John is that we enter into the tabernacle and we enjoy Christ, we enjoy the Lord as a reality. And then actually Gospel of John ends in three questions. Peter, do you love me more than this? And that three question is the conclusion. That after all of this, you went through the tour. Actually, the Lord's answer is, shepherd my sheep. You become the priest to offer the offering, the gospel friends, your new ones to God. Do you love me? Shepherd my sheep. Do you love me? Shepherd my sheep. Feed my sheep. And when you feed him, you are in God's desire. You are in God's heart. It touches our heart. We are not here to fulfill something outwardly, something religious. Lord, touch my heart.
Amen.
What am I doing today? Am I one with you? Am I cooperating with you? You require acquire me with your blood. Today, what am I doing? Today, I'm here to love you. And I'm here to offer what you want to you.
Amen.
And just like Paul, he became the diligent priest to offer sacrifice, offer sinners to God himself. This is the service and this is the living. This is the being of the priest. So I'll just stop here. Right now we open to the sense to share. We can share the past training or the morning revival. It's a time to for us to share.
Amen. Amen. Go first. So being a, you know, but being a priest, it's our honor, and it's also the lifetime thing. So you cannot quit. This is not a company job. You can quit. We cannot quit a job. It's a lifetime thing. And I think I was touched by there's a Leviticus chapter 6. There's a verse 13. So the fire should be kept burning on the altar continually. It should not go out. And in this chapter, it talks three times. The fire on the altar should be kept burning continually and should not go out. And then I was touched by, actually, our heart. We need to have a burning spirit as a priest. So our heart is the true self of us. Our mind cannot understand. Our mind can think, but our heart loves. So we need to ask ourselves the question, do we love God? Do we love man? Do we love the church? So if you have a burning heart to love God, we can become a priest. That's the first point. The second point is, as a priest, eating is very important. So you cannot just eating, because all the offerings as a priest offer, they also need to eat. So that's why we know all the offerings in the Bible is a type of Christ. So we need to ask ourselves, first we need to eat Christ. And then when we are full, we can serve. So that's very important. And then go back to my first point. So, you know, the priest is, we need to bring God to man, and we need to bring man to God. So, which means we cannot only care about ourselves. You may say, okay, right now I have a burning heart, burning spirit for God, but how about the people around you, the saints around you? So if they, you know, as a preacher, we always high and low. Sometimes we might just doesn't have the desire to be in the church. So that's why we need to care about each other and then ignite the fire burning, just like the last time I think the Chinese some time ago about the district meeting. Just when the coal come together, they ignite each other. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You know, the whole training was very rich and precious. There were three series. The brothers have went through a few of those. The first series was about the vision of priest, right? Have we seen the vision?
Right.
We are all priests, right?
Right.
And brothers led us to read the First Peter, right, chapter 2:5-9. So in 5 it says that we are a holy priesthood. Right? In 9 it says we are a royal priesthood.
Amen.
Holy and royal.
Yes.
Right? Holy means we are set aside. We're a special group of people.
Yes.
We're set aside for the purpose of God, right? And royal means that we're kingly. We're reigning with Christ. So all of this is really God's heart's desire even when God created man. This really echoes back to Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, right? When God created man, brother read that, you know, refer to that verse, right? God wants us to, you know, to represent, have his image and to have the dominion over all his creation, all his creatures. So this is really God's heart's desire. It's not something that God inserted in the middle, right? We see even when God created man, he has that heart desire. He wants us to gain a royal and holy priesthood.
Amen.
In fact, the royal and holy priesthood represent God, right? Those are the ones that really one with God. So it actually, in the Old Testament, we really see, and even though in the New Testament these truths were brought up, but we really have to go back to the Old Testament, because the Old Testament is really a picture of seeing very detailed how the priests, what are the priests, what do they do, what is their living, right? Even so brothers mentioned that we need to go back to really read these books, right? First is the Exodus, right? And then is Leviticus, and then Deuteronomy. In these books, it has very much details about the priestly living, priestly service, and what priests are. So, I'm very touched by this, the priestly living, the series too. Now, of course, all of them are precious, but I think today, just as our brother mentioned, you know, in order to have the reality in us, right, as the reality of the priesthood in us, right, we first need to have a living, right? Our living needs to be, match God's calling, God's heart's desire. So, the first thing that we see from the Bible is that the priest needs to, what? They need to offer many offerings, right? I mean, at least the major offerings that we see from the Bible are what? The burnt offering, right? The sin offering, the trespass offering, the peace offering, the meal offering. There's also the wave offering and heave offering, right? So we see all these offerings, also with the New Testament truth, we know that all these offerings are actually Christ Himself. So we need to really enjoy all the aspects of Christ, right? As our offering. Actually, this week, the morning revival test, we need to enjoy the various varied grace, right, of Christ. So actually, in enjoying these priests, offerings, we actually get to enjoy the multifarious wisdom, but the varied grace of God. Amen. So, I think, since I don't have time, so saints can really get into the book we just mentioned, right? The priesthood actually details, many, very details about all these, the priesthood. And we do also need to, really enjoy the show bread, right? And it's also called the face bread. That means that we need to come to Christ every day to enjoy Him as our life supply. And then once we enjoy Him, we are filled with Him, then when we go to people, and there's a show bread, there's a reality of show bread, right? We can bring Christ to people, we can supply others. Amen. And then, the priest also lights the lamp, right? So when we come to the Word, we receive the light. So these things all go together, right? When we enjoy the Christ, we come to His Word, and then we will see the light, and these light, sanctify us, right? And these lights, when we actually speak those out, then it's also become a light to others, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. So, yeah, there's so many things, right? Then, we need to light the incense. It means we need to gain our prayer life. And then we need to enjoy Christ as our, as the ark, right? And the ark is the God's testimony. So, amen. We really need to enjoy this. So, all the church life is a testimony of God, right? So it really relies all of us to becoming the testimony of God. We're the light and salt of the world, right? So, or even in the church life, whether the church is conditioned, the church sometimes you may not feel very satisfied. That means a lot of times that we're meaning that we're not in the exercising our priestly right, or we're exercising our priesthood. So we all need to really be in it, right? Our shoulder, we don't feel like this ark is somebody else's job. This is actually our job, right? Amen. If you see your small group is weak, we need to step up, right? Yes. If you see your district is weak, we need to step up. Amen. Amen. So I really much enjoy that Brother Minoru, he mentioned, sorry, one more minute. He mentioned that when he comes to the church life, he said, every meeting, he said he wants to just sit in the front, right? That's not because he was a co-worker, but because he just wanted to receive the dispensing. And every meeting, he wants to speak, right? And every prayer meeting, he wants to pray. So saints, we need to have that kind of, determination before God. Amen. This is really to exercise our priestly service.
Amen.
Amen. So, with that, I really feel that, our church life will be so different if each member of the body is actually exercising our priestly service. If we live before the Lord, we be filled with the Lord, then we have, just imagine how rich, right, will the manifestation of Christ be? How strong will the testimony be? May the Lord bless His church, bless His speaking. Amen.
Amen. We all know that we are priests. We know we are priests. Now we need to see how rich we are. Actually, and here we see we are priests. We have a privilege to enjoy Christ and His enjoy all His supply. Then we're bubbling. Yeah, and here we see it. We really see it. So we really need to see how rich we are. Now, that means we need to have our daily experience of Him. He is the priest is both hands is fully occupied with all the offerings, Amen. The priest is going to offer to God every day. So that means in our daily living, we need to be filled with Christ every day. Every morning, we need to come to enjoy our privilege, to enjoy our portion. So that means every morning we can just pray to Him. And we can say, Amen. Oh Lord, Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We exercise our spirit to enjoy Him and to enjoy His speaking. Especially we need to have daily reading of the Bible. And if we read the Bible, sometimes we just see something, see some reality in the verse. Then we get something. And then at that day, we really add something. We enjoyed the portion our Lord gave to us. And then in other words, we found the grace. Every morning, if we enjoy the Word of God, we found the grace.
Amen.
So this is our living. This is our privilege.
Amen.
Do not lose our privilege.
Amen.
If you have the privilege, you have to use it.
That's right.
You have to apply it into your daily living.
Amen.
We really need to see it. We needed to yield at ourselves. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We just want to enjoy you every day.
Amen.
Amen.
I think I'm loud enough. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Just want to, first of all, this training. First thing I did, when the first message I heard, I had nothing else to do but to confess to the Lord. That how much that we have offended the Lord, that we did not live according to what He ordained us. We are supposed to be priests. We're supposed to be living a life before Him. But oftentimes we run around, we do so many things, we're so busy, but we're not filled with Him. So we're serving Him or even serving others or supplying others with ourselves. Ourselves. S-E-L. Or our past experiences, or I would even say stale food. We need fresh supply every
Amen.
Day.
Amen.
I just say, Lord, the first thing, the first responsibility for the priest is to be filled with the Lord.
Amen.
Nothing else. He didn't want us to do so much for Him.
Right.
The only thing, the most important thing is for us to be filled with Him.
Amen.
So that we can supply others. And
Amen.
He never wanted us to serve Him with an empty stomach.
Amen.
So we have to be full, be enjoying Him, just like echoing Sister Sherry. We have this privilege. We can go before Him. To enjoy the showbread,
Amen.
To have His face in front of us, right
Amen.
Before us, right before us. And the more we enjoy Him, the more we're filled with Him, the more we can serve Him properly.
Amen.
Otherwise, we're not proper priests. We really should be spanked. We should be I don't even say that. Praise the Lord. But I think another thing is, as many of you know, this training happened while we're having some difficulties with a serving brother in Berkeley Heights. And during while he was struggling for his life in the hospital, the saints from Berkeley Heights, the best thing they could do, they prayed together. So every single night we got down on our knees, we prayed together for at least 1 hour. You know what? The saints first told me that, you know, sister, we didn't have it. We don't know what we can do. There's nothing we could do. He's in the ICU. They can only visit him, maybe talk to him a little bit. But there's nothing else. Even the doctor said they couldn't do anything. But the saints said, we have nothing to do but pray. And then I realized, no, saints, that's the best thing we could do, to pray. So while we were praying, I realized, oh Lord, this is what you want us to serve you. This is how you want us to serve you. And through our prayers, we see that the Lord recovered our brother, day by day. It's just that, and then I realized, Lord, you want us to establish this type of service. Our prayers, our spending time with you, our spending time before you is the best service.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Only when we are filled with you, we can serve others or serve anything.
Amen.
Properly. Otherwise, we are really disqualified. So praise the Lord. May the Lord keep us being the qualified, proper priests.
Well, I wasn't at the Chinese speaking perfecting training, but now the audio is translated to English for us who don't fully understand Chinese. But I just feel this burden is for all of us.
Amen.
And I think the brothers mentioned that a lot of this training was on the book that we're about to pursue. So I'm going to also shamelessly recommend the new website. You know, another feature is you get to highlight. This is wonderful, saints. So there's audio, there's highlighting. Also, when they reference verses, you just click on it and the verses are there.
Amen.
I mean, this is wonderful, brothers and sisters. We could get into the ministry in this way. So after reading the first chapter, actually I was very touched by all the sharing already. We really need to see. You know, the principle in the Bible is what you see is what you get. So if we don't see that we are priests, actually we lose out a lot. So maybe even, you know, still, I mean, I think we're trying to really push this point. Brothers and sisters, we are priests.
Amen.
But if you're sitting here and you still, maybe part of you feel like, no, I don't think I'm a priest. Well, we could pray, right? But Lord, help me to see that I am a priest.
Amen.
I am really a priest. Actually, in the first chapter, it traces from the first man, from Adam, all the way throughout, right? You see, really, God's intention is to gain a kingdom of priests.
Yes.
And just to follow our sister, you know what a priest does? I'll just read what I highlighted. This is a brief definition of a priest.
Right.
He must contact God.
Amen.
Priest is not running around doing a lot of things.
Right.
First thing, we need to contact God.
Amen.
We need to be filled with God.
Amen.
We need to be possessed by God.
Amen.
In other words, brothers and sisters, as priests, our main objective throughout the day is to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
We just need to present ourselves to absorb God, to enjoy God, to let God shine on us, so that we could carry out our priestly function. I'll just end with this example. You know, in the tabernacle, outside in the outer court, there's a lot of busyness, a lot of activity. But, you know, God's intention is to bring all of us into the Holy of Holies.
Yeah, amen.
Did you know in the Holy of Holies, actually, there's not much activity. All you really do is just, you're just before the Lord, right? Before the ark. You're just beholding His glory. You're just spending time to be infused and saturated with God, to hear His speaking,
Amen.
To be under His shining.
Amen.
So may the Lord gain us all,
Amen.
Right, to be such priests for His recovery.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So what's really impressed me is that the priesthood is not something that after man force. Like our brother mentioned, that the priesthood is actually in the internal heart desire of
Amen.
God. So when He created man, He wanted man to become a priest. And this is, and in this sense, we see actually the first of priest is not Aaron, it's actually Adam.
Right.
So it is very contradicting to my natural thinking, because when we think of our priest, we often think like a priest needs to do something for God or offer something for God at least, right? But we see Adam as the first priest. He did nothing for God. When God created Adam, He brought Adam to the tree of life. He wanted Adam to eat him. So our brother gave a very definition in the beginning of the meeting that a priest is a person who receives God. Who eat God, who saturate with God, and by contacting God and minister God into man. So after man falls, then we need to offer something. So still the primary function of a priest is come to contacting God.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus. And another thing impressed me is that where did the priest serve? Actually the priest they serve in the tabernacle. and in the temple. So the priest is not serve individually or in their household. They serve in the God's temple,
Amen.
In the tabernacle. So that means they actually serve God for God's beauty. So as a New Testament priest, we need to have this vision. Our service, our serving the God is not for our individual purpose. It's not, and God wants to gain an individual priest. We need to have this vision that God wants to gain a priesthood.
Amen.
So we serve in God's house for God's beauty.
Amen.
I was really touched by this point. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you for the sense that give us an overview of this acting training. I didn't have a chance to attend, but there's a one day was open, so I called a little bit of that. This word, priest, I remember I asked Brother R that term before because he grew up in the Catholic Church. I think their term, priest, and there's all different. All those names, I can never figure out which one is which. But praise the Lord, I don't need to know that. We just need to know. I just need to know. Now my real job is the priest.
Yes.
Amen. I retired five and a half years ago. Every time, I have to fill the forms as a profession. Oh, I hate to fill that. Every time. That means you have nothing to do. But praise the Lord. We are all priests today. That's our real job. And then, it was really convicted when I heard that Sister Ruth sharing, and then Brother Shepherd say, what's the first thing that priest, when you have a job, right? Your job is priest. So what's the job description? Number one, contact God. Oh, sorry, Shepherd, I already forgot the second.
Filled with God.
Amen.
Right? And what's the third one?
Possessed by God.
Possessed by God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think, as a woman or a mother or whatever, we tend to do a lot of things, but we always forgot to come to God. And like Sister Ruth shared, because we have the Jehovah's condition. And I never felt, oh my gosh, I can actually literally pray 1 hour per day from, I don't know how many days already. It's 47, 48 days now. But it's really, and I felt, Lord, just like Sister Ruth shared, this is what the Lord wants. Unfortunately, it's very unfortunate circumstances. But just pull all sense together. And that's the best we can do. Just we come together. Pray for our dear brother, to ask God to recover every injured organ. And I thought, every time I pray, I just, sense the sin prayer that, Lord, you are not just recover our brother's physical organ, physical body, physical health. Today, we are all little organs, or maybe I'm a little tiny cells in Christ, this, universal body. But my function has to be recovered. I probably very sick, not function well in the past, but we all need to be reminded, Lord, today our job as a priest, we need to pray. We need to ask the Lord, recover every sick member's function so that we can all be here together.
Amen.
As a priesthood.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. The title of my fellowship this morning is Endeavor to be a part of the priesthood to build up the body of Christ for His ultimate return. Yes, God has His economy, and His whole purpose to us is to dispense Himself 100% into every one of us so that we can be a part of this priesthood. Adam is one. Abel is another one. Noah, Abraham, Melchizedek, King David. They're all part of these kingdoms of the priesthood in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, Apostle Peter, Apostle Paul is John the Baptist is, and Apostle Peter is another priest. Brother mentioned in the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 and 9, that he bring in the concept of the holy priesthood and the royal priesthood. For the holy priesthood, which was presented by Aaron, is to bring people to God. And the royal priesthood is typified by Melchizedek, that this royal priesthood will bring God to people. So praise to the Lord, that God's desire is to have everyone and entrust everyone, you and me, to be this part of the priesthood. To be more specific to what Brother Shepherd just mentioned, the three key points. The first point is we need to bring incense. Bring incense in the spiritual meaning is to have prayer diligently and intercede to echo the great priest in the heaven. For his interest, not for our interest. A few days ago, I received a letter circulated to us from Brother Benson Phillips' family. And in this letter, Brother Benson Phillips' family referred to the 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 48. And they said, since we need to pray for our dear brother, not for his purpose, but for his land, which is typified by the kingdom of God, for his temple, which is typified the house of God. Well, the third one is the temple, which is typified the house of God in the church. Since we need to be the priesthood to echo the priesthood in the heaven. And the second thing is, since we need to light up the light in the Holy of Holy, in the Holy of Holy, all of the priesthoods will light up. Since you are entrusted and charged to be the priesthood and to prophesy in all kinds of congregation. The third one is to offer the sacrifice as the refreshing and the pleasing sacrifice to God. This is our enjoyment of Christ, to please God. In a sense, in the past 2.5 years, 3 years, Satan has distracted us, scared us to contact people and contact God. Don't contact people because he or she may have virus. Don't contact God because it's meaningless. But since, look around this wilderness of faceless. Many peoples, many saints are scattering around in the wilderness. They are hungering for God's word. They are hungering for the feeding and nourishing and shepherding of God. Where are we? Where are we, saints? And for these three things, we are being entrusted by God to be his priesthood. In the year, in the summer of 1998, I was invited by a sister who was in her late 60s when I met her at college when I was in China. She invited me to Concord, New Hampshire. And there I was at the 2-day Christian summer camp. And during that summer camp, I was invited by several senior saints to fellowship on what my belief was. And I told them I was saved in the Lord's recovery. And I fellowshiped the rich supply that I enjoyed after I was baptized in 1997. And then they challenged me with two questions. The first question has already been resolved. But the second question I was asked was, Brother Sin, I know Lord's recovery, but I'm afraid the Lord's recovery may become some kind of denomination. I did not say anything because I know no knowledge. However, brothers and sisters, in this Chinese-speaking perfected training, the Lord has a very clear speaking to me to answer these questions more than 20 years ago. That every one of us, we don't have our real spirit meaning of existence unless we are having clear vision that we are entrusted to be the part of this priesthood. For what purpose? To build up His body for His ultimate return, brothers, sisters.
Amen.
For His ultimate return, we are not, should not be idling, to be the bystanders, to be the ones who are spectating on others like Brother Sen who is jumping up and down. No! Every one of us is a part of this priesthood as a holy priest and a divine and royal priest. We are not spared. We have no second and minute to spare. Praise to the Lord for His speaking, brothers and sisters.
Amen. I'll follow brother's sharing. And yes, I think in the first message, brother showed us a very clear picture that God's desire is to have everyone to become the priesthood, to become a priest. So, especially in the Old Testament, I always see that in the Exodus, when we know there's a bargaining between the Pharaoh and the Moses, when God wants to all His people to go to the wilderness and eventually go to the good land to serve Him, what did the Pharaoh say? How about just let your men go, and everybody else stay here? But what did Moses answer him? No. All God's people should go to the wilderness, young and old, men and women, which means that every one of us should go to the wilderness and eventually go to the good land to serve God.
Amen.
So that's the picture that we see in the Old Testament.
Right.
Yet entering into the New Testament, I think brothers point out this verse in the First Peter chapter 2, there that. We are a chosen nation. We are a royal priesthood.
Amen.
And we are acquired for possession of God. So which means that every single one of us, we are forming a priesthood. This word priesthood actually means two things to me. That we are not, first, we are not serving individually. Or it's not that the brothers sitting in the first row. No, you guys serve. I'll sit in the back. No, it's every one of you. Every one of us, front or back, we all need to serve.
Amen.
So hopefully, we all see this picture that each and every one of us needs to be the priest.
Amen.
And to come and serve God.
Amen.
Yet, so another, this is the first point. And the second point, serve God is, I should say, it's not easy. It's, even though it involves the enjoyment of God, it involves a lot of enjoyable things. But we must have a living of a priest. I think I need to repent. Actually, when I was seeking what I should have felt prophesied over the weekend, I feel like regarding the priesthood, it's really hard for me to say something, because I think our living, or my living, brothers and sisters, I have to repent before the Lord, is so far away from being a priest. Because in order to serve God, we need to constantly come to the Lord and contact Him. But our old man is so used to being in our mind and all in the wilderness, to wandering. So I think when I was seeking, I think the word come to me is to repent before the Lord, that we need to be controlled by this vision, that we are the priest of God. And in order to be the priest of God, we must have a living of a priest.
Amen.
Which is to come before the God.
Amen.
And contact Him.
Amen.
So, saints, if you feel like you're not worthy, and I guess you're not alone, because I oftentimes feel the same way, but I hope we all be encouraged.
Amen.
Today, that it's not up to us whether we want to be a priest or not. It is for God's purpose, it's for God's economy.
Amen.
That we need to be the priest.
Yes.
And hopefully we all be encouraged today.
Amen.
By the word of brothers sharing and by the message, we all have the heart desire to become a priest.
Amen.
To serve God.
Amen.
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 saints, the following Brother Sam, there's a lot of people outside are so hungry. They're in darkness. They need us, right? They need the priest. Priest, someone who minister the word, good news. And sometimes we are ashamed, we are afraid, we're ashamed to tell other people we are priests or we are minister. But when I introduce us, when I get a new student, I usually tell them, oh, I'm a stroke surgeon, nice to meet you. And later on, I also tell them, you know, I'm also a minister.
Yes.
And they say, oh, you're a minister. So I used to tell them too, so they can come and ask me some things. Yeah, I just minister the word. You see, but sometimes we're ashamed to say it, right? But that's opened the door for many people to, when you tell them I'm a minister, like, you know, I remember Brother Ron said once when he was in the Vatican, somebody said he needed, he was in trouble, and the person said, I wish I can see a priest. And he said, oh, I'm a priest. Okay. So we shouldn't be ashamed or afraid. We actually should tell everybody at work, friends, a job, because people are hungry. We should tell them, I'm also a minister. I'm an accountant, but I'm also a minister. Oh, a minister too? Yes. And they're going to come to you and ask you, oh, really? What do you minister? What do you do? Well, sure, the Bible with you, like, you know, things like that, the Word, any questions. And they actually open themselves because many of them have problems. Everybody has problems. This weekly message, you know, these sufferings that we're going through, because there's a lot of suffering right now, a lot of cancer in this world. A lot of people, even just recently in my family, a few people passed away, my wife's family passed away, and many brothers actually, Brother Ed passed away in the morning yesterday, but of course Brother Ed died very peacefully, very peacefully. It was amazing. The brother, when we came to the ministry, he received us with his own hands. So, and actually I received just a text that he's going to, next Saturday will be his memorial, next Saturday, 9 o'clock. And this is why we need to minister, we need to be a priest,
Amen.
We need to speak the word,
Amen.
We need to share, and Amen. Let this grace be multiplied to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. So in lost recovery, the first thing to recover is the priesthood. So, dear saints, from this morning's fellowship, we know we all are priests. We are being built as a spiritual house into a holy nation. And we are chosen people, we are chosen race, royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired for protection. That's our privilege. So, dear saints,
Amen.
You know, we really need to enter into the reality, the intrinsic reality of this training.
Amen.
So we all need to pray to the Lord, Lord, cause me to be your overcomer.
Amen.
Cause me to be the one who is your real priesthood, who has a reality of the priesthood, who has a priest living, and has a priest service.
Right.
So, dear saints, we all feel like we are very short of this. So we all need to be perfected.
Amen.
So praise to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So as as we know, we all know that the priests serve the Lord. But the priests are not just serving the Lord. God is not intended to have people doing work with Him. The main function of priests is to open to the Lord, to come to Him, to be, you know, saturated, to be permeated by Him,
Amen.
And to be, you know, acquired, to be one with Him. So these people will be mingled as one with Christ, to be His expression. That's the main function of priest.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
So I also very touched, you know, God as a priest, God is our portion.
Amen.
So that's a very big privilege. What more do we want? There's nothing higher than this.
Amen.
Just like hymn 911 says, you know, what, how blessed is the priest's life? Christ to him is all in all.
Amen.
Yeah, Christ is our, you know, food, our clothing, our dwelling place, and our portion. So we hope all our sins today we have this feeling. So we will consecrate our whole life to him, loving the Lord and pursue him.
Amen.
Especially for the dear young ones. You know, for this whole life, there's nothing more than God.
Amen.
Right. Amen. So praise, we all, you know, need to have this burden.
Amen.
So today I want to share one thing. You know, as a priest, in our daily living, in our church living, we need to be a royal, we need to be a holy priest.
Amen.
That means in our daily living, we need to be sanctified.
Amen.
We need to be saved from the worldly things.
Amen.
So because, you know, the priest's main function is to come to contact the Lord.
Amen.
So whoever not sanctified cannot meet the Lord. So we need to have a sanctified living. And especially Lord says, you know, those who eat me shall live because of me.
Amen.
So for the priest, we need to be filled by God. So we need to eat the Lord. The eating the Lord is the way, just like the hymn we sang this morning.
Amen.
So eating the Lord, that means we need, as a priest, first thing we need to eat the offerings, right? The brother and sister, you know, fellowship. For example, transgression offering and a sin offering. How often we feel like we sin, right? And we even, you know, realize we have a sinful nature within us. Then we apply Christ's death on the cross. But in this case, we experience Christ as our transgression offering and also sin offering. All the sin, all these things has been dealt with, we have a peace. So in our daily living, we will have a peace within us. And that's how we experience Christ as our peace offering.
Amen.
And then we realize, oh, actually Christ is my supply, as my real food.
Amen.
Christ is also the food of God.
Amen.
That's our meal offering.
Amen.
Yeah, and then, you know, out of a contact with the Lord, we realize we are not the one absolutely for the Lord.
Yes.
Then we take Christ as our burnt offering.
Amen.
And this way, we all, you know, experience Christ as our offerings. But all this offering is still in the outward, outer court. So we need to go forward.
Amen.
We need to enter into holy place. So we need to, you know, to spread the bread of presence. That means we need to take Christ as our inner life.
Amen.
And the life supply.
Amen.
And also, we spread the bread. That means when we're in the meeting, we need to minister Christ to the saints.
Amen.
That's the show bread. Amen.
Amen.
Also, we need to, you know, burn the, you know, light lamp. And we also need to burn the incense. All this means when we come to the Word of God, we need to pray, read the Word. We need to receive the light.
Amen.
And when we receive the light, we also need to pray to the Lord.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord. So all this, you know, offering experience, inner life experience, when we take experience Christ as a life supply, or even light, and a life and life supply, we feel, well, there's some feeling within us that this feeling will, like we are, you know, praise to the God. We are acceptance to the Lord. And that's the incense. That's what Christ is. Christ is this fragrance. When we enjoy him, we are accepted God.
Amen.
That's how we burn incense.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
Also, I want to mention, also we want to, not just these offerings, we also need to enjoy Christ as our wave offering. Because so many times, you know, when we come to meeting, especially online, people turn off the microphone, and without picture, we really don't know anything, you know. When we enjoy the wave offering, we enjoy Christ as our resurrection.
Amen.
And in this resurrection, we are full of energy.
Yes.
So Brother Lee said, then we cannot be quiet in our meeting.
Amen.
We will praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this means how much we need to be trained how to eat the Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So that's our daily living. But in a corporate meeting, in our church meeting, we should be the royal priesthood. The royal priesthood, just like Sam mentioned, is like the order of Melchizedek, which is, you know, minister Christ as bread and wine. So when we enjoy Christ, be filled with Christ, then we can minister Christ to our saints in our meeting, and all the people will be fed, and God will be satisfied. And this is all our daily living should be. So may Lord have this speaking within us, not just today, and keep going forward. We be ushered into such a reality.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. We're a little bit over the time. Just give me about 3 minutes. Is that okay?
Amen.
Amen. So, Brother Yansong said that we need to enjoy Christ as our wave offering. Right? We need to enjoy Christ as our resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we are not just the crowd in there. We are resurrected.
Amen.
With Christ. Amen. Let me ask these questions first. I think Brother David asked in the beginning, who are we or what are we? And then when you fill in your occupation, what do you put? I'm accountant, I'm teacher, but you can, of course, you have to truthfully answer that, but you have to understand, you have to remember, there is one occupation, there's a one thing that you are priest.
Amen.
Wow. Your response is very underwhelming. Let me ask again. Are you priest?
Yes!
Okay, Sister Phoebe. Are you priest? Not so sure. Your voice.
Amen.
Amen. And our sister finished 2 years FTTA training, and then she is going to Boston for another training.
Amen.
Right, so we need to pray for her.
Yes.
Right? So you're leaving soon, right, in a week? Right? So our sister has a heart to serve the Lord. Then you say, okay, hey, that's Phoebe. She finished the full-time training. She's going to another training. I'm not her. Let me ask another sister. How about Sister Chu Jian? Are you pretty? She's so happy, so the boy is so low. Yes, you are priest.
Amen.
Let's ask another saint from Baskin Ridge. How about Qingyan? Are you priest?
Yes.
Yes. Dear saints, we have to have this understanding, this realization. Oh, I am priest.
Yeah.
I am priest. I'm not just a member in the church. I'm the priest in God's household.
Yes.
And then when, you know, there are three, in the Bible, in the New Testament, there's three words to describe regarding a priest, right? One is Hebrews 7, verse 12. They're talking about priestly office. Priestly office. They're talking about the office. And then Hebrews 7:5 talking about priestly services or ministry. But in the 1 Peter 2:5-9, they're talking about priesthood. And that is talking about the body of priests or the assembly of priests.
Amen.
That means being a priest is not just an individual matter.
Yeah.
It's a corporate matter.
Amen.
So we are being priests together.
Amen.
Now, when you're talking about priesthood, we are talking about building up.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If I'm come here to serve by myself, you come here to serve by yourself, and nothing to do with each other,
Is that building up?
No.
No. Is that priesthood?
No.
No. Right? So we are holy or royal priesthood.
Amen.
And we need to be built up together.
Amen.
So so when we talk about this, then we really need to say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, you put us in the church life.
Amen.
And then we can be part of this priesthood.
Amen.
And I don't have time. If I do, I will ask every single one of you, are you priests?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Rosa, you are priests.
Amen.
We need to have this realization. Now, when we say we are priests, very often we have the concept of doing things. Maybe it's from Chinese. You know, Chinese, what is a priest? 祭司. What 祭司 do? 司祭, right? Means you minister the sacrifice. And we say the sister is 司琴, means what?
Serving
piano. So it's very easy, this concept just in us. I need to do something. Is that correct? I will not say it's wrong. I will not say that. Of course, you need to minister. You need to present offering. You need to present sacrifice. But why the brothers and sisters mention so many things about the most important things for being a priest is to contact God.
Amen.
Is to be filled with God. Is to be possessed by God. Do you know why? I was just wondering, why go that too much trouble? Just tell me what to do. I will fulfill my priestly service. Or you need someone to serve, to clean? I do it. You want to do someone to, you know, this is our concept. But think about it, dear brothers and sisters. If you're just doing the things without contacting God, what you are serving is from yourself.
Right.
And that is not qualified for the temple of God.
Amen.
That's not qualified to serve God. So that's why we need to come to the Lord first. Today, if you are, you know, the brothers society staying in the assignment there, he's what? Usher. Right?
Audio.
Okay. Audio service. If you're doing audio service, you make sure this works. Of course, you have to. Otherwise, this is not working. I cannot function. But when you're doing this, while you are serving this, you have to have this realization, Lord, I want to contact you.
Amen.
I want to be filled with you. So when I serve in the church, it's not just like any other ordinary things that people do in other places. The service I fulfill in the church, the first thing I have to flowing God out.
Amen.
How can you flow out God? You have to contact God, right? You have to be filled by God. You have to be possessed by Him.
Amen.
So dear saints, I just wanted to add this, right? It's very, very important. And then some saints mentioned about prayer. The prayer is so important. Many times we pray for ourselves only. Dear saints, we should be expanded. We should be enlarged. We need to come to the Lord. When we say we are the priest, we need to fulfill our praying ministry.
Amen.
You know, I'm so touched by the saints in Berkeley Heights. Of course, it's not just them. Many other saints joined. Since June 20th, I believe, every single day, 1 hour, more than an hour. I really praise the Lord. May this kind of prayer, of course, we are desperate for our dear sister, dear brother Zhu Hong, right? But our prayer, we cannot just target for our brother. We really need to say, Lord, may this prayer can be developed, become a prayer ministry.
Amen.
Can be a, the the prayer that can touch your heart.
Amen.
We pray for our dear brother. But then I witnessed that. And then not only the saints pray for Brother Zhu Hong, of course he's still in the hospital, need our prayer. But then I saw people start praying for themselves. They said, Lord, I need to repent. I need to confess. Lord, you come to me. Lord, revive me.
Yes.
And then they start praying for the church.
Yes.
Say, Lord, you revive your church. Yes, this thing is so distressing, but Lord, we want to be revived by you.
Amen.
Dear saints, this is the duty of priests. We need to pray. The prayer ministry is so important for being a priest. So let me ask you, dear saints, can you pray?
Amen. Yes.
Can you pray? Of course. And then, can you not only pray for yourself, your family, but also others?
Yes.
Then you are a good priest.
Amen.
You're a good priest, right? And then we can, when we pray, then we really pray that, Lord, you are not just taking care of each individual, but Lord, you have your economy. Lord, you have your interest on earth. Lord, so many saints, so many people have not been saved yet.
Right.
And then, so in Romans, when we talk about priests, what they say? We are laboring priests of gospel.
Yes.
We need to preach gospel. Right? And then when Paul say, oh, I'm presenting what? Not outside the offering, I'm presenting men. I'm presenting someone who I can save, I bring to the Lord, and then I bring them into the church life, and then ultimately they can be a priest as well and serve with me.
Right.
Serve with us, that he or she can be a part of this priesthood. So we really need to be the laboring priests of gospel. Right? And Lord put us in this area. Rutgers just a few minutes away. Right? And then the school's about to start. We need to have this burden. Say, Lord, prepare me. I will stop praying. Lord, maybe you can prepare one student for me. One student. Maybe I can go to the campus to visit. And then I can find someone. And I can preach gospel to that person. They say, oh, is the gospel only for the campus? Of course not. Are you in your neighborhood? Your neighbors? Your small group? The meetings? Bring the people. Preach gospel. Bring them full grown to the Lord.
Amen.
Dear saints, praise the Lord. I say 3 minutes. I lied. but I really have a burden, dear saints.
Amen.
Number one, we are priests.
Yes. Amen.
Are you priests?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Number two, be a priest. Not the first thing is not just doing things. Is we need to come to the Lord.
Amen.
We need to contact in the Lord.
Amen.
We need to be filled by the Lord. We need to be possessed by Him.
Amen.
Then I can flow out with my service.
Amen.
And the most important service is prayer.
Amen.
We need to pray.
Amen.
Be a part of this praying ministry.
Amen.
We also a laboring priest of gospel.
Amen.
We need to preach gospel, bring people to the Lord.
Amen.
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 Lord, thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Lord, we are priests. Oh, Lord, need to contact you.
Amen.
Or spend time with you.
Amen.
Or to enjoy you.
Amen.
Or to mingle with you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to remember our daily living this week.
Amen.
Oh, may we enjoy you to the uttermost.
Amen.
So we, as a priest, we can bear the same testimony
for
this living Christ as God's testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh. Yes, Lord Jesus, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Oh, how much we need you.
Amen.
We need you all the while.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, gain each of us.
Amen.
The New Testament prayers.
Amen.
Gain the holy and the loyal priesthood.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, for building up your body of Christ.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we praise you.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we love you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for convicting us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we come in repentance, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we need you.
Amen.
Oh, make us a kingdom of priests.
Amen.
Oh, we pray for your church to be built up.
Amen.
Oh, keep preparing us, Lord.
Amen.
Keep training us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, when I hear you, when I hear you every day.
Right.
We love you.
Amen. 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 Amen.